Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, we had another sharp run here to the upside, you know, contrary to turnaround Tuesday for today's session. Soybeans up 20 plus cents during the day, corn up 8 cents, and the wheat trade up 10 cents before we hit about that 11 o'clock hour. And I think farmer selling and speculative length decided to reward this advance ahead of tomorrow night. Our time is when President Trump meets with President Xi on Wednesday evening, which would be morning in South Korea, because we know how Trump can go off at the mouth and, you know, and change things. And so a little risk there has caused the market to give up the gains that we had seen earlier today. Corn, actually, after being up 8 cents, was down fractionally here a little while ago. Beans up almost back to unchanged after being up 22 cents, but the wheat also giving up those gains. Part of that early boost again this morning is rumors of proposing to cut those fentanyl tariffs from 20% to 10% for both nations, and reducing those port fees and taxes on each other's vessels. Remember how that was a big bad tit for tat thing? Well, that helped the surge early this morning. But then, like I said, I think there was almost a common denominator between farmers and spectators. You know, I better reward this rally here because, hey, Trump could just say something wrong. Not that that could ever happen. So anyway, we backed off. We're currently, though, holding corn December up a quarter, 429. March down a quarter, 444. Beans, November contract, which goes deliverable on Friday, up 5 1/4, 1072.5, but not before having the spot contract November making new contract highs for the year, new 15-month highs when we surged earlier this morning to 1091.5. The best we had this year was 1074.75 on a spot contract, 1076. So we blew through that before backing off. So November beans presently now up 5 1/4, 1072.5. January up 5.5, 1090.5. March beans up 6 3/4, 1102.25. In the wheat trade, Chicago December is back to unchanged at 526, was up 9 earlier. Kansas December up 2 1/4, 516.5, was as high as 525 earlier in the day. Even Minneapolis wheat almost touched 570 on December by a tick. Currently unchanged now, 560.25. Minneapolis March up a penny at 580.25. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures under pressure. They've traded a lot today. December cattle have been higher on the session, lower on the session, higher, now a bit lower. Feeder cattle initially plunged on the opening, almost got back to unchanged. There's two spot contracts, October, November did. They actually traded positive for a moment, but those back months, the March forward, they're all back, limit down, pulling the spot contracts back down. But we'll be trading more fluidly tomorrow. What we are, and let's kind of lay out the facts here. Three things hit the market. There's some people out there that think it's all Argentine beef imports. Argentine beef is the pimple on the butt right now compared to everything else, because Brazil, that monster, if it gets to import beef back in, as the talk is, Trump's going to lower his 50% tariff on Brazilian beef that was applied on July 1st. He's going to roll that back to 10%. That can bring beef in from Brazil. On the Mexican feeder cattle story, here's the deal. There's no wall of 700,000 feeder cattle that'll come in the United States in one day. Here's where it's at. Mexico is trying to persuade USDA Rawlins to allow cattle from the northern portion of Mexico, more primarily the Chihuahua area, which is south of New Mexico. There is no screw room in that area to allow them to come into the United States. Now, the thing is, over the weekend, they did find a screw worm infected animal just south of the Chihuahua area. So she may not agree to this. Or if she does, it's going to be extreme protocol, as I've heard, that every animal's got to be offloaded, inspected individually as they roll through the runway, and then backloaded again. That doesn't allow for a lot of cattle to come in the country in a day. We may look at 5,000 head per day for a while, if this even occurs. So that's where this bounce could come from in the cattle market, is depending on how she rules on this. And if she does rule to allow them in, it's a slow, methodical process. There is not a wall of feeder cattle coming, but it does definitely put the top in the cattle market. Brazilian beef, Argentine beef, some calves in from Mexico. The top's in. The question is, we can recover in here a bit, because beef, for that matter, is not arriving from Brazil or Argentina today or tomorrow. It's going to take time. And so in the meantime, the cash trade's going to be strong. They're looking at bids right now, 228 to 230, which is where the October contract is at, whereas offers obviously are up there at 240. They're trying to get as good as last week, if not better. October cattle presently down 122, 227.60, December off $1.32, 225.82, February down 90, 223.10. Feeder cattle for October down 252 at 342.97. November feeder cattle off 770, 330.75. January feeder off 1247, 321.95. From there forward, they're down the 1375 limit. On the hogs, we are down 72 cents on December, 80.77. February down $1, 82.40. We have the Federal Reserve meeting today, interest rate announcement tomorrow, down 40 bucks on gold right now, 3,980. They got down to 3,900 earlier today. Silver's back up 56 cents, 47.32. It was down to 45.41 this morning. And crude oil down $1.14 today at 60.18 on the December contract. Gasoline off a penny, diesel fuel off 5 pennies. Any questions? You can call us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.